The Jimmy Awards for High School Theater were handed out this week on Broadway. Jeff London followed two of the actors as they got ready to take center stage.
Think of it as Broadway boot camp. 74 high school singers and dancers, selected out of a pool of 50,000 kids across America, came to New York City to strut their stuff. They met each other over pizza in an overheated rehearsal room, and after some brief greetings...
Welcome to New York!
They jumped right into the thick of it, learning the opening medley for a show they would perform on Broadway in just 1 week.
Morning, now, I'm learning fast.
17-year-old Felix Torres came from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He qualified for the Jimmys by playing the Beast in Beauty and the Beast at his high school.
Being able to perform on Broadway as a high schooler, I just want to soak it all in.
18-year-old Jasmine Rogers from Houston did too. She played the witch in Into the Woods. Unlike Felix, she's seen many Broadway shows.
I didn't get into musical theater until I was 7. And one day a flyer came home to do a production of Peter Pan. And so I auditioned and I fell in love with it from there on, and I've been doing it since.
For 8 days, these teenagers were pushed hard. Only a few days after that first rehearsal, they had learned all the choreography for the opening number. Keisha LaLama is the show's choreographer. She says she expects a lot from these teenagers.
You know, if you treat them like professionals and really just challenge them to rise up, they do. And if you provide them with the opportunity, they can thrive.
One of those opportunities is that each participant is coached by a Broadway actor. Howard McGillin, who's done more performances of The Phantom of the Opera than anyone in history, coached Felix Torres.
What is the last line? I'll be damned if what...
Mind you, it wasn't all work. One night, the nominees had dinner at Sardi's, the famous restaurant in the theater district, before seeing a Broadway show. Felix Torres was taken by the caricatures of stars that cover every inch of the walls.
After dinner, I'm going to go around and just take pictures with maybe every single one of these portraits. It's crazy being in here.
And on Monday morning, they had their dress rehearsal on the stage of the same theater where The Lion King plays. Director Van Kaplan took them through their paces. Felix Torres had never even seen a Broadway show until a few evenings before, and there he was on Broadway.
It's not until you're on that stage that you really feel it, that you're looking out into the audience and that you're seeing the lights. It's an amazing feeling.
And just a few hours later, he and his fellow nominees were performing the opening number in front of a sold-out house. The show is a little like Glee meets Miss America. Ben Platt, the Tony Award-winning actor from Dear Evan Hansen, who hosted the evening, went off-script after one of several medleys.
I'm just supposed to, like, go on to the next one, but I just feel the need to dwell. These kids are insane.
Felix Torres donned his Beast costume and sang his solo.
No spirit.
Then, the finalists were announced.
From the Tommy Tune Awards in Houston, Texas, Jasmine Rogers.
And so, in front of friends, family, and a lot of important Broadway producers and casting directors, Jasmine Rogers did her song, all alone, in a spotlight, center stage.
All I have to do is pretend I never knew him.
She didn't win the Best Actress Award. But at the after party, Rogers said,
all the people here, all the nominees, are absolutely amazing. And it could have been any of us. And it was so great.
Both Jasmine Rogers and Felix Torres said they made new friends, polished their performing skills, and came away with the confidence that they would definitely be back on Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.